Have you ever felt qualified for a promotion but hesitated to ask for one? Have colleagues ever suggested you should be less ambitious and more likable? If you're a woman, particularly a woman of color, there's a good chance these things have happened and you've had your career hobbled by the biases of others or your own self-doubts. It's time to turn that around with these ideas from the new book, Win When They Say You Won't, Break Through Barriers and Keep Leveling Up Your Success by Daphne Jones. Daphne has been an executive at companies like IBM, Johnson & Johnson, and General Electric. Here she is to share some of her key ideas.
First, they ignore you. Then they laugh at you. Then they fight you. And then you win. Hi, my name is Daphne Jones, and I'm a senior executive that has worked for some of the world's most recognizable companies, such as IBM and Hospira, which is now part of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and GE Healthcare. The top leader roles I've held include vice president, senior vice president, corporate officer, and chief information officer. I have broken concrete ceilings, held $100 million budgets, I've led global teams, and I now serve on the boards of three multi-billion dollar corporations. But you know, I almost didn't make it. I almost wasn't talking to you in this capacity. You see, in my high school, my white high school counselor told me to forget about college and become a secretary instead. So I did. And when I got a job at Women's Day magazine, I realized that what I wanted was not to be a secretary, but to have a secretary. So I went to college and defied my counselor's expectations by graduating not only on time, but actually 2 years early, earning an MBA as well as a bachelor's degree in a total of 4 years. My book is an antidote. From a very young age, girls and people of color are given misdirected guidance, such as girls don't do science, girls shouldn't play basketball, black people cannot become CEO or hedge fund managers, etc. Those seemingly harmless suggestions become reinforced over time by the lived experience of systemic inequity and actions of leaders who may not want to pay women, for example, at the same level as men who may be doing the same things, and there are many other inequities. Those words and lived experiences are like small poisonous seeds planted into the psyche of the undervalued or overlooked and seemingly less powerful individuals. They can infiltrate your brain, your self-image, your development, and they can erode confidence, purpose, and passion. They give us what we now know as imposter syndrome, and they make us feel like we need to ask for permission to prosper. I wrote this book to be the antidote. It'll help you develop a growth mindset, steel yourself against doubt, and build a skill set you need to continuously improve in your life and your career. This book is about how I won and how you can too, even if they say you won't. My big idea number one is that winning is the end goal, but it actually starts at the beginning, in your mind. As a person thinks in your heart, so are you. Whatever has your mind has you. As you work with this book, you will recall and remember when you did great things and when you did not so great things, so you can understand what conditions you thrive under versus really survive with. Using my SHIP or SHIP model, which stands for Strategic, Hands-on, Executor, Influential, and People Relationship, you understand what kind of leader you are. As you go through various exercises in the first step, you are encouraged to create a bold vision for yourself. What do you want to be? A bold vision that you define as you put your own self-disbelief and other doubts that you have into a virtual box sitting on a virtual shelf that you cannot reach. When you begin to think with a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset, you find yourself being open to more possibilities. Instead of believing that what you want to be will be impossible for you to achieve, you actually learn that impossible is just someone's opinion and is not always a fact. The word you will use to describe your destiny is inevitable. Yeah, inevitable. It's just a matter of time before you win. And you will also learn that unless you leap, you may never reach. Big idea number two, humans are like products. Well, how should we think? As you continue focusing on your mindset, you will think sort of like a product. When you think and approach opportunities or challenges like a well-run business does that has products and services, you will tend to get more consistent results like a business does. You'll be surprised to find out how much you have in common with products, whether they be soft drinks or computers or streaming services or software apps. And it's because you understand to think as a product, you can plan your approach loosely based on what a product does in its market to keep sustaining its value and customer satisfaction. Here's a couple examples of how you compare to products on a basic level. Just like a product, you have a market that consumes or uses the solutions you provide. Just as a soda may quench thirst, you deliver revenue to your company, maybe as a salesperson, or you develop talent as an HR leader. When I was a CIO at GE Healthcare, one of my markets consisted of field engineers, and my job was to help drive cost productivity and machine uptime through the deployment of effective technologies. My market wanted my deliverables, and I sought to have high market satisfaction of my product. Your market may be your CEO, your boss, your business partners, external clients, your family, your community, etc. Just like a product, you have competition. There is someone inside or outside the organization that wants your job or wants to take your place in the market. I was the highest ranking woman at one of my former companies. And in my book, I speak about the conspiracy that was at play between a consultant and one of my employees to unseat me. So Pepsi has Coke, Apple has Samsung, and Uber has Lyft. Just like a product, you had value, and that value is represented by price, or in your case, your compensation. As the value of a product goes up, so does its price. As your value goes up, so should your compensation. The reverse is also true. If your price is higher than your value, then your price, or compensation, will be reduced or maybe even slashed to zero, as you may get terminated or your product is taken off the shelf and discontinued. Finally, just like a product, you have to remain relevant and continuously add value to the market, or else you will not be desired or utilized. Like Janet Jackson asks in her famous song, "What have you done for me lately?" Like an app or other products, to avoid irrelevance, you need to continually improve and become a new version of yourself. Just as iOS is at version 16 with the iPhone, so can you become version 2.0 or 3.0 in your life. I am at version 6.5 of life. And in my book, I tell you what each version of my life consisted of. And with my book, you'll be able to offer a new version of yourself to the market. Not just once, but continually for life. Big idea three, inside every product, there's a product manager. This book will help you think more like a product manager of your product, you. In other words, you'll have a systematic way for you to become accountable for your career, your vision, your objectives, and how you as the product show up in the career marketplace. You can learn to manage your career as strategically as a product manager that watches over, for example, Apple's iWatch and tracks how the iWatch performs in its market. Just like an Apple product manager, you'll learn how to decide, how should you show up in the market? What does the market need from you now? What does the market need from you in the future? Is the market happy with what you're contributing? Is there someone in your market or network that is not satisfied with you, and what should you do about it? How can you strategize on how to raise your game to bigger level or higher level markets for your career skills? How can you gain more, quote unquote, market share and be even more valuable to your employer? If you think of yourself as a product manager for yourself, you won't wait to be told what to do, but will proactively lead yourself. You will call your own plays You'll decide where you want to go and what you want to be, and you will systematically design and execute your risk-adjusted plan to improve yourself using the simple tools, simple examples, and exercises included in this book. Big idea number four. Yes, mindset is necessary, but it's not sufficient to win. The edit tools in my book are needed to make your vision come to life. After your winning mindset is in place, you need next a tool set to win. And I give you the tool set used countless times by businesses to win in the market that you can apply to your own personal win. Edit is the name of this overarching tool set. So first of all, edit is a word that we all know that means change. And as discussed, the first thing to change is your mindset, right? As you edit your mindset, you will then change your expectations, your behaviors will change, and so will your outcomes. You'll have even more winning outcomes. Second, edit is also an acronym of the framework that stands for envision, design, iterate, and transform. It is the professional development lifecycle tool that contains some steps that are similar to what I, as a former programmer, used to use when I developed my own set of apps for companies. These four steps will enable you to achieve a higher version of yourself as if you were an app. You will define your win, and you will use edit to get to your win, and you'll be able to repeat the cycle over and over again to move on to subsequent wins for life. You will become a continuously winning machine. So, E stands for envision. You will identify what's working and not working in your life, and you'll develop a bold vision on what you believe you want to be, not merely based on what you are doing today. D stands for design. You will design and create a prioritized, audacious objectives and break those objectives down into small sprints. And you'll design a plan of action of how you're going to achieve those steps, taking into account possible headwinds and tailwinds, things that could go right and things that could go wrong. I stands for iterate. You will implement the plan you design, get some feedback from your market to measure your results. In other words, how is my plan going? You will seek feedback and you'll be agile as you use that feedback to decide what your next move will be. Will you modify your assumptions or will you continue on your plan? All the while, you will never give up on your objectives, and you will draw on key stakeholders you identified to help keep you on the right path, helping you get closer to your win. T is for transform. You'll get your win, and you'll begin to adjust to your new success in healthy ways. You will have transformed, and now will be in a position to help others in your new capacity, no matter how large or how small, that you have grown so others too can grow around you. And then you start getting ready to think about your next win. That's edit. Big idea number five, how we define and think about problems sometimes is the problem. You will learn to look at negative and critical feedback or the results of your experiments or maybe even unexpected life events as data or information from which to recalibrate and design some of your plan. You iterate and you will learn how to pivot or persevere because you're going to measure your outcomes and compare that against what was expected and you might tweak your plan. For example, in the middle of my book writing a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and I had to make the decision if I was going to quit or if I was going to pivot and change my plan or persevere head on. I decided that my purpose was greater than the emotional or physical pain of cancer and that people needed to read and use my book to win. I had to define the problem not as though it were about me, but rather that it was really about each of you. So it was with other challenges. Companies lose market share. Companies lose great employees. They don't cry or quit. And even though you might cry with negative setback like I did, you will resurface and use that situation or that loss as data, and you will take that feedback strategically, not personally. You will play the long game and not just focus on the short-term play, and you'll use the many tools in the book to allow you to help you win and execute your plan. Big idea number six, there is a secret life of weeds that could stunt the growth of your beautiful garden. Although not everyone is a gardener, most people have a collection of assets they have designed and built and honed and seek to protect, like one would do in an actual floral garden. Your business, your relationships, your family, your skills, your performance, and if they're not well maintained, they can result in weeds that can stunt the growth and life of those flowers. This book takes a metaphorical look at your garden, your flowers, and the weeds, and helps the reader look at various professional weeds that could slowly suffocate the beautiful flowers in your garden, and if left on their own, will grow wild, fast, and may destroy your garden. Things like fear, uncertainty, doubt, office politics, assimilate versus authenticate are just some of the challenges or weeds that may need to be dealt with so you can win when they say you won't. So, and then you win. Thank you so much for listening to the essence of my book, Win When They Say You Won't.
Thank you, Daphne. That was Daphne Jones with five big ideas from Win When They Say You Won't. Break through barriers and keep leveling up your success. For more ideas, listen to our book bite for Say More About That and Other Ways to Speak Up, Push Back, and Advocate for Yourself and Others by Amber Cabral. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.